With the prayer, Danny Strahan's going to lead us, and then the pledge, if you'd all stand.
Lord God, we thank you for this day. We ask, Lord, that you be with the ones that are serving us and protecting us around the world. Lord, we ask that you direct us in this meeting, that we might do county business, that it might be pleasing to you. Lord, be with the ones that are sick and ill throughout the courthouse and the members of our community. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next on our agenda is meeting minutes.
Motion to approve.
Which dates are we? I'm sorry. I'll second the motion for 7/26, 7/28, 7/29, and 7/30.
Okay. I'm going to abstain. I didn't get around to reading them this morning. Okay. Questions or discussion?
Danny made the motion.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Abstain, Chuck. Motion carries. Next, we're ready for accounts payable. I'd make a motion to approve all except check numbers 320-797 and 320-813.
Second.
Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
I'm going to move that we pay those check numbers 320-797, 320-813.
Okay.
Second.
Discussion. Those two, for anyone that's interested, those two are for reimbursements for cell phone usage for two of the ladies on our staff. I've been opposed to this for months. Once again, we'll vote against it. This process started months ago. We did not have a meeting. We did not discuss this issue. Those bills were just started going into the accounts payable. Our headlines last week in the newspaper was County Commission looking at cutting 8% on our budget this coming year. And this is an example of things that I think will have to be cut. And I believe it's right to start with. So that's my speech. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening. Any other comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Oops, we didn't do journal entries. Let's do some journal entries.
Motion for journal for journal entries.
Yes, I'll approve that. I look at them.
Got about four of them in there for road and bridge transfers. Any questions there? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Ready for a bid opening. Miss Linda, come on up to the table and energize Missouri community. Welcome.
Thank you. The bid that we have this morning, gentlemen, is for our energy grant. It's the lighting. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4 bids. The first one is from Anderson. Let's see. Anderson gave me a call and told me that they were only going to bid on the Recplex lighting.
Linda?
Yes, sir?
I don't want to interrupt you, but if you want to open the bids, announce who they're from, and then bring us back a
bid tab?
Yes.
Bid tabulation.
Does that sound
bid
okay? Tabulation. There's quite a bit of this in here.
There's too much in there to go over on that, and you bring back a bid tabulation.
That's wonderful.
And that would save trying to go through and sort each because it's a complex issue and there's different amount of time and everything. So okay. I'll just leave it at that. If you would do that, I would appreciate it.
Okay. The first bid is from Anderson Electric. The second bid is from FSG Lighting out of Kansas City. The third bid is from Harry Cooper Supply. Last bid is from Lloyd's Electric. And Lloyd's Electric has also entered a drawing as well.
So, what kind of a time frame do you want to ask Linda to?
It's going to be a little bit. Debbie Redford is to meet with me, and we're going to go through the bid tabs together. We would like to meet with the different entities and go over the bids and together make a recommendation that we would like to come back before you gentlemen with.
And just for the people listening, would you kind of, this is just the hardware part of the energy grant, correct?
That's correct. The installation will be separate.
So this is where we did the multiple facilities within the county. We partnered together. We got the, I think it was $175,000 grant. And so it involves, you know, the Rexplex, the county courthouse, also involves Hollister, Mark Twain Schools.
The airport, the fire station.
So this is the hardware. This is the lighting, the actual physical lighting part of the bid. And then you have the installation because some of the facilities need installation also.
That's correct.
We're going to do it ourselves, I believe.
Yes, sir.
So that's what this is. So you're going to get the bid tabs. Do you think you can do it by the end of the week?
I think by the end of the week we should be ready.
Okay. To do an award of the hardware?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I see.
And I will get with Nikki and schedule that on the agenda.
Okay. I see we have one bidder. They're welcome to meet with you now and look at those bids if they want.
That's correct.
Sure.
Certainly can.
All right. Anything else on that?
That'll do it.
All right. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you very much.
All right. Next on our agenda is public comment.
No one signed up.
No public comment. All right. New and old business. We've got a semi-annual treasurer's report. Mrs. Suti looks like she's ready to give us a report. Thank you.
Per statute, the county treasurer is required to give a semiannual report, be the 1st of January, and sometimes supposedly in July, but our calendars didn't exactly click the last couple of weeks, so it's today. So this is as of June 30th, 2010. It's kind of old news now because I believe when Rick went over the budget with you guys, probably saw already have seen a lot of these figures. It just shows that grand total of all funds that I regularly take care of as of June 30th is $41,942,649.95. And then at the bottom of the first sheet, you will see where that's broken down into what's in the cash account, what I have invested in CDs, and what I have invested in agencies and bonds. And out of the $41.9 million, $4 million of that was in checking, the rest of it's investments. And the attached pages is just a breakdown of what's in all the fund balances, what's in GCR, what's in Road and Bridge, what's in the assessor's fund, law enforcement. It's just broken down into all. And the reason I know that I was listening to the budget meeting the other day and I did notice you mentioned what was in GCR, $9.1 million. So I know you guys are probably pretty well aware of where the funds are. And this doesn't require a motion. This is just per statute 54-150 that I'm required to give you this report to kind of let you know what I've been doing for the last 6 months and where the investments are. And right now, our rates are still, you know, they're not 5% like they were a couple of years ago. But on my bonds, I'm averaging about 1.8% interest on those and 2.17 on CDs right now, which is a pretty decent rate. And our checking account, since we went with Great Southern, doesn't fall below 0.75%. So we're making a decent interest rate on our checking account right now. So,
Questions? Where do we sit a year ago at this point? Do you know those numbers?
I wish I had brought that with me, but I can get that while you're talking about the next item and bring it back to you if you like.
That was one question. And then part of the statewide, how do we, I mean, you guys probably, other treasurers probably talk about their fund balances and all that. How do we stack up?
How do we stack up to the others? Taney County is blessed, and we do discuss that whenever we are in our Southwest quarterly meetings. As far as the other counties like St. Louis County or Platte County, Boone County, they are pretty much equal, even with us. But I can find out more information for you and give it to you at a later date.
Just curious.
Colin, you mentioned where they are off the top of your head. Can you tell us, you mentioned Great Southern, which is our regular bank. Do you have funds in other?
Oh, yes, we have. As a matter of fact, the $19.6 million that we have in CDs, is most of that is what they call CDRS. It's where FDIC insures $250,000 since they raised that, and that's till December 2013, that FDIC will continue to insure up to $250,000 instead of the $100,000 that it was before. And those are insured. We go through local banks like Ozark Mountain Bank, Commerce Bank, Bank of America, different banks, but they do. We go through their bank, but they're actually, the CDRS are through smaller banks across the country. But the ones that I do invest with are local, and they do take care of those funds. You know, like we have a few million, like with Branson Bank. But the most of my investments are the $250,000 FDIC insured.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. Questions for Helen, public or otherwise? All right.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for
your report. And I will come back with last year's figures to kind of let you know where we're at.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Helen.
Okay.
You think that did your record right now?
Next on our agenda, personal property A46731. I think that's our collector. Abated bankruptcy. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for your time. The reason I have trouble with you this morning is it is a 07 personal property bankruptcy, and the customers need a non-assessment. And so we need to go ahead and get it taken care of. The bankruptcy was a Chapter 7, and the personal property is a insecured, non-secured debt. So it the abatement number add-on 46731 will need to be abated due to the bankruptcy court. The base amount was $171.51. The amount, if paid today, would have been $275.28, but it's a non-collectible, and so I need it improved and then have approved to have Cindy to go ahead and abate it, so it'll be taken off the books so that when I grant the other county to issue the non-assessment, there'll not be an outstanding debt against it.
Educate me a little bit, if you would, Sheila. Mm-hmm. Abatement, I think, a BOE, but you're before the county commission. How does it work?
Personal property is the county commission.
Okay.
And it's not paid. It's a bankruptcy, Chapter 7, and when we file with the bankruptcy court, real estate is secured debt, personal property is non-secured, and the Chapter 7, and I called the bankruptcy attorney to make sure my reading was correct, and it is not collectible. And the order from the court when they discharged it was to not to collect the taxes. And the customer needs to get their tags now. They will pay O10. They have to file in the county they live for O10. And but they need a non-assessment in order to get their tags. And
okay.
It's a add-on 46731.
Gotcha. Motion to approve abatement 46731.
Do you have copies for the commission?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, I need more information before I would look at it.
Okay.
And approve.
That's not an abatement number. That's an add-on.
Add-on number? Okay.
I'll second the motion for more discussion here.
Do we need to table it to review the documents? What do you want to do?
Here's the bill. This is the bankruptcy file in Chapter 7. And this is my communication with the bankruptcy attorney, Lee Burrell, from Springfield. And I started to make three copies and put in front of me, and I just...
That's right.
Since it was ordered from the court.
Bankruptcy document proves it back there. So.
Would you like me to make you each a copy?
No,
I'm good.
No.
We're good.
Good.
Ready to vote?
Yep.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Mm-hmm. I have another abatement that was done and approved on real, and it's just an FYI because Cindy wanted me to write on hers to do it. I went and asked her to do it. It was a... it affects Hollister School, and I'm going to call Hollister School because I didn't collect enough money this month to do it, but I'm just shy, about $2,000. It's an 08 reel, and I wrote on Cindy's abatement so she could do it to the collector's books that they work under. It'll put us in the negative on 08 for Hollister School of about $2,100, but... if we don't do that, I won't have the money later because if we use...
Do we need to post that abatement number since we didn't...
Well, this doesn't have to do with what we just did.
It's a new abatement.
It's an abatement you approved, 08 real, but the amount, it was a double assessment, and the whole abatement was for $55,979. And I've collected enough except for Hollister School, and I'm shy of just a little over $2,000. And so I was going to call Hollister School and go ahead and do the abatement, and it will throw them in the negative. But I was going to explain to them, rather than them have to pay it, because we have it for the other entities. So rather than the county either come up with it or Hollister School absorb the whole thing at once, that we withhold it from what we've collected for them, and the $2,700 I would take off of their final check, which it'll show a negative for their 08. But and Cindy wanted me to detail that on the abatement when I went to ask her to do it, and so I was explaining why that in case I didn't. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I think that probably in this proceeding that it needs to be posted.
That abatement number needs
that abatement number because you only have personal property abated and a number beside it.
Okay.
So,
actually, we don't need any motion from the commission. She's just making you aware of the decision you made, the effects, and she.
Okay. So no motion's necessary. Yeah. You're just giving us information.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Clear that up a little more for me. So you mentioned that Hollister will be in the negative.
The BOE approved.
So
I'm sorry.
The refund, you're going to pay the refund in total?
I'm going to pay the refund in total, but the other entities involved and the other larger one was Western Fire. We collected enough for the abatement. When Cindy does that abatement, then the collector's report is going to go in the negative on Hollister School. So I will call Hollister School and explain why. And then when we do the distribution check for them, the 08 will be in the negative, but the amount I give them will take from the 09. It'll come out of their check, and so we will do it. Rather than them have to, that rather than us not do the abatement and then have to go back to each individual entity, because by collecting this amount in July, my tax sale this month in August, I'll chance collect a certain amount that's going to put me below from not having that amount delinquent to ever collect for the 08 real. So I feel certain that, and so Cindy wanted me to write that out so that it would explain why that by her doing it, it was going to throw us in the negative. So I think it's better for all entities than for us.
So the negative that Hollister has in 08 will come out of their 09 funds?
The actual check that they get, yes. Uh-huh. Okay. And I will have to do it manually because the computer program's not set up to work in the negatives.
Got
okay?
It.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, other business. I've got an FYI. You got something else?
This is just Helen's.
Oh, Helen, you
want to
go ahead?
No, it's just I just brought in as of June 30, 2009, between what we've taken in and what we've spent out in expenses, it's about difference of $4 million on the bottom line. As of June 30, 2009, we had $46,000,037, and June 2010, we have $41.9 million. So Jim kind of wanted to know the difference in last year's report and this year's. So that's just the difference.
Gotcha.
That's all.
Okay. Thank you.
So what kind of questions does that bring?
I want to make sure that, you know, we spent $4 million out of the savings, and that's really I wanted to see if that's what we're tracking. So sort of look like from the budget, when we set out through budget, we knew about $2 million went out of GCR and about $2 million went out of Road and Bridge last year when we were looking at the budget at the end of 09, and just kind of verifies it. So
help me out, I'm concerned. Rick?
I haven't looked at this, but I would guess that there's probably a real big chunk of that come out of sewer projects too, because they've been working on a lot of sewer projects in 09 and 2010.
Right. Right.
So I would guess that fund balance is down also. Probably that may be where the
majority
share of it is.
Yeah.
While you're there, because when you just bring this up, the thought comes to mind. We've talked about spending approximately $1 million extra out of GCR. We've balanced Road and Bridge. Mm-hmm. So that extra money, you're guessing, is from the sewer?
Well, Chuck, keep in mind, we're not talking the same time frames that we were when you were talking balance, but the time frame is June 30th, 2009. June 30, 2010. So chances are Road and Bridge did drop some in their balance there. But I still feel like the biggest part comes.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's half a year and all that.
Okay. All right. Concerning when numbers are going that direction.
I've got a
question.
Yeah, I've got a little something to say because there's several people here.
Go right ahead.
We're going to have an emergency executive session on some of the issues that there's some people here for. It'll be at 10 o'clock, so we'll go into emergency executive session on the issues that several citizens are here for today. And we'll meet with the health department on those issues. And I just wanted to make that statement so that you knew where we were at.
If you don't mind, Judge, could I ask, will there be a public meeting after your closed session? Is it an emergency session or closed session?
No, it'll be closed with the health department executive session.
Okay.
And then I don't know that we're not scheduled for a public meeting after that. And so I can't answer your question on that.
Well, let me say thank you, because we were just here today to ask for a hearing or a review of where we are. What we've had is a merger of two different mindsets in the health department, city versus county. Mm-hmm. And I think with a little bit of common sense, it can be taken care of. And if you would be, you've already been kind enough to review that, and that's what I was here to ask for. So thank you very much for addressing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Mm-hmm. I've got an FYI. I got a phone call Thursday or Friday from one of the Hollister school board members. Mm-hmm. And they were questioning the situation that came through BOE with the Branson Airport and how the assessment was dropped from something like $15 million to $2.5 million. Positive visit with him, explained to him that I'm not very knowledgeable on leaseholds. Is that the right term?
Mm-hmm.
And but told him I'd be glad to sit down and visit with him. And I did send you all. Mm-hmm. Did you get an email?
Yep.
Okay. 7:30 tomorrow evening at the Hollister School Board meeting. I plan to be there.
Okay.
And do my best to answer that.
Just to follow up on that, I've asked one of the Jim Hughes, one of the people in the clerk's office, to try to see if we can't put that whole audio transcription onto one CD for to listen, because if you remember, those conversations went over multiple days to try to explain the situation. So if people want to understand leasehold, and
I think that's great.
So we're because it was over multiple days, and there's probably about 6 or 7 hours of actual dialogue on the airport and how the assessment, how we, I don't know, came up to the conclusion, but just all the information that was shared both in our session with Bob Paulson and then with the airport and then ultimately our voting decision. So we're trying to get that all on one CD, which it should be able to, but there's a lot of information to absorb. So
I had that thought. I'm glad you asked for it. How soon can we have that? Any chance we can have that tomorrow?
It's possible. Jim was working on it. On Friday, I talked to him about it.
So. Oh, good.
Just to remind you, tomorrow's election day.
But tomorrow is election day.
I know.
No. So it just depends on, and we're going to have to utilize IT downstairs, maybe help merge some of that too. So we'll work on it. So hopefully we can get it done that fast.
I would like to read for the public the last paragraph of the letter that Hollister Assistant Superintendent brought the VOE. It said, Hollister School District adopted its budget the end of June, and contracts were issued based on that budget. The administration and the Board of Education trimmed more than $200,000 from the budget through conservative fiscal management, making sure not to cut the quality of education services to students. As of yesterday, we are now faced with a 201 budget deficit, which was not anticipated. No red flags came from the county or the airport to indicate the amount of property tax coming to the school was in question. So, and you all are plenty aware of this, but the action that was taken has really put a hardship on Hollister Schools. And the board member question for me on the phone was, it doesn't appear the county cares about doing anything about it. The problem came from the assessment process, from what we learned Thursday, Wednesday, whatever it was, that the property was not assessed as leasehold property should be, but was assessed as a general assessment, and consequently changed the assessment $12 million. So it's a big thing to them.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that we can do to explain it, I don't know, it's not going to help them any, except just to have an understanding of how they got to that position. We had three other properties in that same area at the county airport that were taxed and then zeroed out, which I think was $15,000 or something like that that come out of their district also. So, are you all thinking about being at that meeting, planning on it, or
tomorrow night? No, I won't be able to make it. I've got prior commitments tomorrow night, but I'll try to get the audio done so that and get copies for everyone.
Okay, James, if you're available, you are out in the hall. But if you're available for that meeting tomorrow night at the school, it might be helpful that they'd understand from you why you assessed it the way you did, and this and that, because, as you know well, too, they've put them in a pretty big hardship. All right, anything else?
Remind people to vote tomorrow.
Tomorrow is election day.
And then the absentee is today still?
We're still voting absentee.
Absentee is today, through to 5 o'clock, I believe.
That's right.
Okay.
Donna, tell us, I had a question on absentee. Of course, it's too late for mail-in. They have to come to your office.
That's right. Last Wednesday was the last day that we could legally send out an application, but they can still come and vote absentee today. And, of course, we were open Saturday from 9 until 1 for absentee voting, and we had quite a few people come in.
Good. The other bit of news is E.F. Gann, former Eastern County Commissioner's funerals today, starts at 1 for visitation, and not a pro tem. We're commission's not going to be here at that time. I think we're all planning to be there, right?
Yes.
And send our sympathies to his family and friends. Okay. We'll recess.
Till 10 o'clock.
We want to do anything else before 10. We've got a half hour. Take a couple-minute recess. And
I'm just going to present this week's agenda to you guys real
so
quick.
So recess and come back then?
Take a couple-minute recess, and then we'll check with Nikki.
Okay.